Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost host this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please, please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull on the safety bars because we won't be doing that for you.
Two pleases?
Well, people are starting to get up out of there. They're acting irrationally at this point.
Craig?
The listeners.
Derek, well, what would you say?
Don't touch my lap door.
Lapdar. That's what I was.
Well, the first outtakes guys, brings a tear to my eye.
Guys, if I have a hard time keeping up, and I'm just really tired because Clint snores a lot. And the last
been
week,
here all week.
The week has been awful. I mean, he's so demanding. He wants a dessert party every night, which I told him we don't do that. I mean, it's
because you had donuts the first night.
Oh my goodness. How has Misty felt about you having these two people just shack up?
She left.
Oh, no.
She lives somewhere else now.
Sorry,
yeah.
Craig.
She'll be back tonight, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If we finish the rundown.
Yeah. If they got to stay another week, I guess. I don't. I'm moving out of the studio.
Clint and Ashley, got a house. They are back.
Well, how are their kids doing? Because
I don't know. Fend for themselves. How's it going? Have y'all had a good week here at the Shelton residence?
It's been a great week over here at the Craig Mahal, I guess. So I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew right now. So
hadn't slept at all.
Yep.
Well, we're glad y'all could make it back for the second half of this recent trip rundown. We had so much to cover in just a 4-day trip. You know, Clint and I have a tendency to get a little long-winded.
That's all right.
Like to talk?
Some people like these.
Actually, it was Ashley the one that we couldn't get to stop talking.
That's what it was, that yeah.
She just yammers on and on.
Yeah. But Ashley, how are you doing?
I'm great.
Good.
A little bit tired. You know, couch doesn't sleep real well. But.
Well, you think Craig would
offer
a spare
bed. Sorry, Ashley.
Man.
We're used to those posh accommodations as we're DVC renters at the beach club.
And you were definitely not renters here.
Yeah. So on day three, we rope dropped Animal Kingdom. That night, we got to bed about midnight. Good day three. That takes us to the last day of our trip.
What?
I was going until somebody stopped me.
I was like, wow.
Man.
I was like, waiting for somebody.
It's like, man.
Cut me off.
This is kind of a loser day.
So we spent our first
sorry,
day.
Sorry, not loser. LeMay.
LeMay.
Yes.
First day we spent at Epcot. Then we picked up our packets. Then we went over to Animal Kingdom. Second day we ran our 10K. We then spent the day at the Magic Kingdom and closed out the night with a happily ever after dessert party. We're staying at the beach club.
And then Clint and Ashley just laid there in bed staring at the ceiling because they couldn't go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's
8:30. What are we doing?
No, this was like 10:30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was driving them bonkers.
And you insist you're there snoring.
Oh, we were out. We were out. That was the good thing about getting up at 3:30. It was very easy to go to bed that night.
Yes. I remember that time that us three went and I came out of the bathroom from taking a shower and you guys were out.
Yeah. Well, when we stay together, it's always a rush. We got to get to bed before the other one starts snoring.
Yeah.
The other one.
Yeah.
Who would that be?
Sorry, guys.
Well, we didn't have to worry about that because Matthew couldn't get our room, remember?
Yeah. That's right. At 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Matthew's out there.
Sorry, Matt.
Wish I'd been there for that. But I wasn't. So, Clint, we're going to let you pick it up. Or if Ashley wants to pick up the daily recap, she's saying no. Day three, Saturday, January 12th. The run is over, and we're starting with some extra magic hours.
We did over at Animal Kingdom, and this was actually the first time that I've got to rope drop Pandora.
And I just wanted to say, this is if I'm doing an extra magic hour in the morning, this is my preferred part.
Animal Kingdom, it's a good one. So, what did you think of the madness of the rope drop?
Oh, it was absolute madness for the rope drop. It was actually the only crowded, really, other than the race, I would say the only crowded portion of the entire trip because the parks weren't really that crowded, but now rope drop was everybody making their way to Pandora, which we were just four of the many that were over there making the way. So,
and we got to Animal Kingdom at 7:20. Extra Magic Hour started at 8:00. Which, if you follow the show and follow other blogs and podcasts, you know that they start walking you to Pandora about 7:30. And so we didn't have to wait long at the tap stiles. And something they did different, they weren't holding everybody in Pandora. By the time we got over there, they were already walking you to Flight of Passage, which
good.
Was nice.
Yeah, that's
it was
good.
Nice. You weren't held in the corral.
And Matthew was using his speed walk, which was awesome to see.
Yes, I got to turn loose that morning.
Yep.
It was great.
Yep.
It's such beauty.
Sissy was racing me. She was trying to take shortcuts.
She did, actually.
Through stores.
But, she did. But she was encouraging your speed walk that day, unlike other days.
She
so,
was.
Yeah.
So we went to Flight of Passage first.
Yep. Yeah, we did Flight of Passage. A little bit of a wait, but nothing major.
Yeah. I have down we waited 18 minutes, which is not bad when you consider the pre-shows.
Right.
And really, I thought we were going to have to wait a lot longer. We didn't even go through the regular queue. They were still sending us through the fast pass queue at that point.
Yeah, I've still never been through the regular queue of Flight of Passage. So
good.
I've never had to wait the 3 hours to see it in all its beauty. But so.
You've got to. I mean, you
that's part of the experience. So.
If there were a line, I'd want to wait 3 hours in. It's not any of them.
Yeah. So Flight of Passage was great as always.
It was great. And then right after that, we jumped on Navi River and really... Not much of a wait there, if memory serves right. Correct.
It was posted 15, but we waited 8 minutes or at 8:20 in the morning.
And then of course we went over to Safaris, and evidently they also listened to the podcast. Everybody that was at the park that day, because there was nobody there.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you know, Craig ranked it like 45th.
Yeah,
that's all I got to do is rank something. Nobody shows up.
Yeah, I want to say they were both nagging you while on the trip about your low ranking.
Look, I like controversy. That's my middle name.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
Craig Controversy Shelton. That's what I'm here for.
That was about 8:45 in the morning, and the only way we had was for the truck to fill up. There was nobody.
And Safaris in the morning, which I've only done Safaris in the afternoon, I guess, right? Yeah, lunchtime maybe for another time we did it. But it was great. Animals were active. They were out and about. So it was good.
Great time. We had a great driver.
We did have a great driver.
Ronnie. He was Ronnie drove.
It was not Ronnie the Uber driver.
No, but the, he's like.
This guy was super dramatic. Like, he looked at it like.
But he was super dry at the same time because he was like, we can jump it.
He's like, burn it down. Oh, no, the road is blown out. There's a ramp. I could jump it. I could do it. It's like. It's like, I'm a man. I don't need a map.
That was
the best line.
I wonder if he used to be a skipper.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Because most of them are just very by the book, educational. And this guy was...
I don't think I've ever had an awesome driver on that ride.
This guy was great.
Like, you should give it another chance.
He wouldn't say anything for 2 minutes. And then he'd just be like, hold on, everybody. So, yeah, what happened after the Safaris?
Oh, highlight of the trip. We did the Gorilla Falls.
Gorilla Falls Exploration.
I heard Matthew
trail.
Was bragging about that.
Man, I tell you, I know I say it's the most overused word, but it was awesome. It really was because we went over to the Silverbacks.
Yeah.
The Silverbacks were pretty active eating breakfast.
They were.
For those that are not the greatest of animal knowledge, Silverbacks are.
Rest in peace, Harambe.
Okay. All right.
Gorillas.
I know what you're talking about because Matthew already talked about it, but I just want our audience to know that aren't.
Clint is obsessed with gorillas.
Okay.
He was wanting to take one home with him.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was looking up seats on Southwest to see
what calls for a grill.
Yeah.
That seems a bit.
What could be my.
Much.
Much.
I'm surprised he didn't try to, like, leave me and take the gorilla.
It could be like my comfort pet or whatever. You know, like people more aligned with dogs today.
A gorilla's your comfort pet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two underrated animals of the exploration trail. You got the. Meerkats, they were out and about running all over the place.
Were.
And the naked mole rats. We love the naked mole rats.
Our driver also said that was his favorite animal.
Was Ronnie?
Naked mole
not
rat.
Not Ronnie. Okay. Ronnie, you're not going to hear from him again.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought he's still parked in the parking lot waiting on you guys.
He may be hiding in our room. Not sure.
He's at Beach Club right now.
The gorillas were active and the meerkats and the mole rats. I took a picture of a huge toad just for you, Craig. Clint said, that is Craig.
I know.
Yep.
I shed a tear.
So, yeah, we spent about 30 minutes in the Gorilla Falls Trail. Early in the morning, again, the animals were active, and it was just a nice, relaxing morning there in Animal Kingdom. And that's, as you said, Derek, on Extra Magic Hour days, you can get a lot done.
Well, then we went over to the Klingon Bird of Prey. And
yeah, I mean, blood everywhere. It's just, you do not want to go.
What a show.
Yeah, I bet. Y'all didn't even go in there. Don't lie to me.
We did stand up front of it, though. It is. Matthew took a picture.
Oh, there was.
Craig said, have you lost your mind?
I was telling Matthew there's a podcast that was saying it, it's a must do, must go to. I don't know. They got paid big bucks by Disney. Because.
So after we basked in the glory of Up, we used our first fast pass of the morning, almost 10 o'clock, Expedition Everest. And then we headed to Donald's Dino Land Bash.
Yes, met Launchpad.
There you go, Derek.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Derek's favorite.
Fantastic.
How long would you wait in line for that, Derek?
2 minutes.
We waited 7.
Oh.
Derek would not have been there.
But while we were waiting, we noticed that Daisy didn't have a wait. And Sissy and Ashley went over there to meet Daisy. How was meeting Daisy, Ashley?
It was great.
Outstanding.
So, Clint did not meet Daisy?
No.
So, he didn't get hit on by the dog?
No. I couldn't let him go up.
You drew a boundary.
After Minnie Mouse, I said, no, stay away from the female characters.
I thought, man, is this my ticket to move to Disney?
There you go. Then we went over to meet Scrooge McDuck, who I accidentally called Donald.
Oh, no.
He gave him a dirty look, too. He just...
Yikes. Now, wait.
He just shook his head at him. He's like...
Which one wanted to be on the podcast?
That was Launchpad.
Launchpad did.
He was a big fan of... This was the day we were all wearing our Grim Grinning Guys shirts.
Yep. That's when you had to, like, fight off people for autographs and things like that.
Well, Matthew did. Yeah, I was... Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
We then rode Dinosaur. We used our next Fast Pass, but we didn't need a Fast Pass for Dinosaur. Then Triceratops Spin, the ranked dead last ride.
You're not going to believe.
I don't think it will be next time if we ever do that list again.
It was basically a walk-on.
It was.
See? It was. Yeah.
Now, this is the point where I said, okay, we can do this, 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 or this, and then they said, no, you decide. So I want everybody to know, for the record, I'm trying to be diplomatic here and let people choose.
It's like those things, you know, when you go out with a group of people. They say, where you want to eat? And then you say somewhere, and they go, we'll eat anywhere. And then you say something like,
I've never been anybody that made that noise when I said that.
I do that, yeah.
Really?
He's getting that from Up's Bird of Prey. I did decide it's not the worst ride. Like, I think there's one worse. I just got to think of it.
Yeah.
But anyways, then it was time for some lunch.
It was time for lunch. So
this might be the longest I've ever gone without eating for this whole trip.
It really was. We did have a Mickey pretzel early in the morning.
Okay.
But the four of us shared it. So it wasn't.
We barely made it to...
angry.
Yeah, we actually split lunch with Flame Tree and Pizza Fari. So
Flame Tree, you could feed a whole family off one meal.
Yeah.
So what'd you get from Flame Tree?
I just went with the pulled pork sandwich. And we got nachos as well, right? Didn't we? Or did we
get the fries?
Or fries? Sorry, yeah, the fries.
Or not the barbecue fries. And I got pizza for you. So when you say we split it, we really didn't. You had a meal, and I had two meals.
Nobody's sure. Surely somebody got the three meat.
I got the ribs and chicken.
Okay.
And then Sissy also got Pizza Fari. So she wanted some chicken. Sissy's a big fan of Pizza Fari, and I think Ashley is too.
Go figure.
That's right. But it was good. Flame Tree was great as always. Then we stopped to meet Timon. We had some time to kill before the Lion King show that we were heading to see. That was at noon, and it was about 11:30. So we stopped to meet Timon, and Ashley danced with Timon. He was a cool guy.
Yeah.
Saw the Festival of the Lion King.
Can't go wrong with that.
Great as always. And then what did we do, Clint?
Yeah, but it's Flight of Passage. So Flight of Passage twice in one day.
That's good.
Had the fast pass for it.
That's pretty good.
So you didn't have to stand in the queue again.
Again, I dodged the regular queue. Man. So, yeah.
I grabbed a Night Blossom because I was there.
I couldn't have made it that long without getting a Night Blossom.
You didn't get choked.
Well, I had so much sugar the night before.
So do you think the Night Blossom is the best drink on any Disney property?
No.
You'd put it...
Probably second.
What's your top slush?
Is the one at...
The Wonderland slush?
The Wonderland slush right now.
Really? In front of LeFou's Brew?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. LeFou's Brew is probably fourth or fifth.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. But I've had a lot of them. There was one trip I probably had six on one trip.
Oh, wow.
And so it lost its
luster.
Yeah.
At that point, we left Epcot. I'm sorry, that point we left Animal Kingdom and decided to invest about an hour and 15 minutes to ride Test Track. Is what it ultimately. We got a fast pass for Test Track. We hadn't ridden it yet. Sissy went back to get a little rest. Clint and Ashley and I went to Epcot and rode Test Track, which even with a fast pass, it was about a 20-minute wait. A lot of people, it's always a long time to ride Test Track. So after Test Track, we decided we had a big night ahead.
Yeah.
So we headed back to the room, and then Clint got to experience something that would change his life forever.
It actually did. There's been a lot of life changing. So what is this life-changing experience?
I got to go to the first trip to a Disney pool.
What? Oh, so this is what you were talking about with a slide earlier is your favorite
yes,
part of.
Yes.
So was Matthew crying as you stepped foot into the pool?
He was. He was like, he went down the slide first. He looks up at me. He says,
and he tried to
it'll
catch
change
you.
Your life forever. And
he waited at the end for you to catch you.
I do want to say, at this point in the trip, it had warmed up. But when we went outside to go down this slide, it was like 61 degrees and windy.
Yeah, that's probably that's not a good time
which
to
Which they do that. Heat the pool at Storm Long Bay at Yacht and Beach Club to 82 degrees during this time of year. So there's a plus. But standing up waiting to go down that slide, it was very, very cold. And we went down, I think, three different times.
Yeah, we talked about how cold it was. We got to the bottom. Was like, hey, you want to do that again? Yeah, let's do it again. So, yeah, then we take and we run, and the lifeguard tells us to walk. No, I'm just kidding.
Which, for that pool, they do make you put on a wristband before you go in.
That was like my fifth wristband of the trip.
Yes, because people, they don't just outsiders, let everybody coming in to use that pool.
And you said, sir, I am a DVZ renter. We can go wherever we want.
We did that, and they just kind of like looked at us
all
like,
all right, get your
stupid
wristband going. Yeah, yeah.
So we did the slide three times. It's about a 120-foot water slide. Really good slide for a hotel. Landed in the sand bottom.
Can't beat that.
That's cool.
Yeah. Swam around the pool a little bit and then went to the hot tub.
Good. I'm glad somebody made it to the hot tub.
In the hot tub. Hot tub time machine.
And we were talking with some people there. One guy actually was from Paris, right? Or he's from France.
Yeah, he was from France.
He was originally from
Florida, and his job had carried him to France, and he was here for Run Disney.
So, doing the Dopey Challenge. Yeah, Dopey Challenger. I think I mentioned him last week. He was the one talking about how his feet were hurting just from standing before the race for four straight days.
So he moved to France and lost his mind, came back to the Dopey Challenge.
Wee!
So Clint,
that's what he said,
breaking out all the foreign languages. Clint, are you looking forward to getting back into a Disney pool?
I am, actually, yeah. It was nice, especially after running.
Ashley doesn't look excited about
it. No, she's probably not. If it's built into the schedule, then yes.
You can go to the art animation, hold your breath, and see if you can hear the music.
You can't. I couldn't.
Because they tried, but no luck.
But I told Clint, it's all downhill from here. Any other Disney pool he goes into is not going to measure up. So
right, right.
You got to experience the best.
Might as well not even try it.
True, true.
We'll see. No time for the pools. Not with the Rochelle family.
No.
No time for you. Hotel. We don't even need a hotel.
You can't carry that cattle prod in the pool. Turns out bad.
Did I mention that in 1998, Goldberg got hit with a cattle prod?
No.
It cost him his first.
But that was last Monday. Lost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we spent some time at the pool. We then went through Epcot to catch the monorail to the Magic Kingdom. I'm sorry, to the TTC. Then where did we go?
Ohana.
Yes.
Sorry, Derek.
It's okay. I mean, it's just okay, though. I mean,
no, not to me.
Okay.
Not to us.
No.
No. Ohana.
Ashley, thoughts on Ohana?
I love Ohana.
I could go for some bread pudding right now. And the noodles. And
I'm like a bread pudding, that's my thing. I love bread pudding. And I don't usually, I'm real picky about bread pudding.
Their pineapple bread is really, really good. And then
but that's not even the best bread pudding on property.
You've
not had Raglan Road.
Well, and I haven't had that, but whenever we went to Disney Springs before our cruise, just for the purpose of eating at House of Blues, because everybody says...
Who said House of Blues was good?
No, not the food, but the bread pudding. It's supposed to be, like, in all the websites. Like,
really?
I've read, like, they say their bread pudding is the best. So, I wanted to try... It's toffee bread pudding? And it wasn't anywhere near Ohana.
Mediocre at best. And the food wasn't very good at all there.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't even go to... I wouldn't even walk by that place to see what the outside looked like.
House of Blues.
Yeah. Don't.
But the probably another good bread pudding is over at the at Fort Wilderness.
Trails End.
Trails End. Yeah, they have a good bread pudding too, and it's a buffet.
If it has raisins in it, I'm out. I'm real picky about raisins or nuts.
The Raglan Road one has raisins.
See,
just a few.
So y'all did make a pact though, when you started eating, not to eat the salad, right? What you said, Matthew?
We sampled the salad,
and when he says when he says we, he means him, because I looked over and was like, amateur move. You know that the good stuff's coming.
I ate a sample of the salad. My mistake was I ate too many pot stickers.
Oh, pot stickers!
I love the pot stickers. I ate about 8 pot stickers.
Wow!
And so I didn't have as much room for the meats.
Was the shrimp overcooked?
No, I don't like that you have to peel the shrimp. The shrimp was good. The chicken is still my favorite. Love the chicken.
Did you eat to the point of meat sweats? Is the question. Okay.
He had at least, after all the salad he ate, he had at least
2 pieces. I didn't eat the salad. I ate the pot stickers. It was the pot stickers. Excuse me.
Can we get more salad?
More salad and stir fry, please. Well, Ashley was making fun of everybody that was eating broccoli. Like, oh, they got broccoli on their plate.
More broccoli.
But yes, the bread pudding was awesome. And they brought Ashley extra bread pudding just for her.
And more ice cream.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, I can't taste the bread pudding for the ice cream. I have to, like, move it over.
Oh, man. I could go right now. I could load up a plane and go right now and eat Ohana.
Do it. But you won't.
But you won't. What bothered me, though, was the first helping of bread pudding, they poured the caramel on top of it. Like,
Hey, don't do that.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. When they brought it back, they left them. For me, because at that point I was the only one.
That's the problem with Ashley. That's why she's so picky about the bread pudding. She just wants the bread part of it.
True.
But she doesn't want somebody else to do it.
No. No. She wants to be in control of how much sauce is on the bread pudding.
Now, I know I keep saying this, but after Ohana, we took a bus over to Hollywood Studios, and Clint and Ashley had another life-changing experience.
What happened then?
We became AP. Dun, dun, dun. AP holders.
Wow.
Sounds like Rachel. Yeah. I got an AP.
I forgot about it because I've never seen it since. Like, he took them and I don't know where they are. Well,
at least you didn't lose it. Like, that's a sissy.
That's why I took them.
They did. They decided to be annual pass holders because they're planning to go back in October, and they always do Park Hopper, and they always get Memory Maker. So we've talked a lot about the benefits of being an annual pass holder on the show, and so...
And Clint, people don't know, Clint travels for his job, so he can fly all over the world for free, pretty much.
Yeah.
So that's taken care of. So, I mean, all he's paying for now is hotel.
You might as well.
But when he's a renter, he can go wherever he wants.
Yeah. Just move into Disney, right?
So, or you can sleep in Ronnie's car.
And then, after they got the annual passes, this is my favorite part of the trip, hands down. What do we do next?
It's tough spending money at times, but this is the best money that we spent to date. We did the after hours at Hollywood Studios.
Yes.
And it was my favorite part of the trip for the simple fact that I was getting to do it and Craig and Derek were not. Because I have listened to them rub it in my face for months how they got to do after hours at the Magic Kingdom, and the next morning they got to ride Mine Train 10 times at Early Morning Magic. Well, guess what, guys? This was my turn to shine. So, yes, best part of the trip. Have I told you about it? Have I told you all about it? Because you're going to hear me tell you about it for the next 6 months.
I bet it wasn't as good as Magic Kingdom.
Oh. You may have, what was it? What, you did Mine Train 10 times?
Yeah.
That was for the morning.
That was early morning magic. Yeah.
We met BB-8 12 times.
Oh. Well, you're the one that wasted that time.
They're like, go away. I mean, it's a ball.
We met him once.
I wasn't.
Yeah. They don't wonder why you're in line.
Clint and Ashley, or Ashley and Sissy could not figure out, what is this thing? Because they've not seen Star Wars. What is this thing, and why are we Clint spending has. Our time meeting this inanimate object?
Like, this is not, like, he's not alive.
It's a basketball.
I tried to put my arm around
you
it.
And I.
Sissy was like,
where do we put our hand here? Derek and I met him once.
We did.
It was a magical moment.
What went out there?
Real photographer. They're like, we got in there to take the picture, and they're like, do you have, like, a phone or something you want us to take a picture with?
Yeah, there was no photo pass photographers.
They didn't even have the
no.
box set up?
No.
No.
Wow.
It was almost like, you want to meet this thing? Like, now?
Nobody.
There was literally nobody. I mean, we were in the area. Yeah. But anyways, did I tell y'all we did After Hours at Hollywood Studios?
No. Craig and Derek? Tell us, too, though, how much money you saved on drinks.
I'll get there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, because Sissy and I had our AP discount, we were able to buy all four of us tickets for $100.
That's sweet. Yeah.
It's listed as a 3-hour event. However, we came in the park about 7:45. It was from 8:30 to 11:30. Park closed at 8. This event started at 8:30. But they kept stuff running during those 30 minutes. So it was really like you were paying for 3.5 hours.
Plus, when we got there, everybody was watching the fireworks and the show.
Yeah, Fantastic.
Galactic, well, Fantastic.
They were waiting to see the Galactic Spectacular.
And then the Galactic Spectacular. So, I mean, you know, all these people are lined up to see, and we were like, rides were free.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And probably the best tip, and, a lot, you know, I know Josh put this out on his blog. If you do one of these after hours events, it's best to do everything in one area at a time before moving to another area, because you don't want to spend all your time walking. So we kind of went to, when you go into the park, we kind of went to the left side. We met Olaf. We rode Star Tours. This was Sissy's first time riding Star Tours.
And last.
Yes. Kind of threw her off the rest of the night. We then met Mickey and Minnie. So
Minnie.
That was, yes, that's where Clint and Minnie really hit it off.
Yep. Rekindled that flame.
But, I mean, there's nobody over there. And one of the things that kept popping up to us, and y'all might have seen this in Magic Kingdom, is just how empty the walkways were everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there was nobody there. So that was everything on that side of the park that was offered during After Hours. And that, again, we get done with that, and the official event hadn't even started. So we've already done everything on that side of the park. It's not even 8:30 yet. Then we headed over to the launch bay. Who do we meet in the launch bay?
Chewbacca.
Yes.
Does Chewbacca wear deodorant?
All that hair. Some worker.
Ashley said no.
And some worker in launch bay was like, hey, here's a lightsaber. You want to hold it in the picture?
No.
Yeah. So
I said, sure. So I'm just kind of awkwardly holding this lightsaber.
Yeah, he carried it around. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't keep that. Bring that back.
Yeah. Met Chewbacca, then Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm.
He was great as always.
Yep.
And then BB-8. And about that time is when the event had started. It was about 8:35. So, I mean, that's where we stopped and got our first snacks. Clint, you want to talk about some of the... Go ahead and talk about all the snacks we
got? Yeah, so your options were Mickey Bar, the Strawberry Bar, popcorn, pretty much any...
any Coke, bottled drink.
Yeah, any bottled drink, Coke, water, Sprite, Diet Coke.
And let me just say, the boys loaded the backpacks all night.
Good move. We should have done that.
It's as much as you can get.
Yep.
We were walking out of there with a 50-pound pack at the end of the night. So,
you know, all that stuff it ranges anywhere from like $4 to $5. Like Mickey bars are $5.75.
Right.
So I pretty much estimated that, okay, everything that I got was worth $5. So throughout the night, I personally got $40 worth of snacks. Bottle water, Sprite, Coke, popcorn, Mickey bars, strawberry fruit bars. I got $40. Sissy probably got about $30 worth. Y'all probably got about the same.
Yeah, we were pretty close, yeah.
So your ticket actually only cost you $60 then.
Right. And instead of it being, you know, a 3-hour event, we looked at it as it's 3.5-hour event. So mm-hmm. you're looking at around $17, $18 per hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is not, because we had the annual pass discount, and we thought it was money, as he said, best money we spent. But again, we're paying for two instead of four instead of five.
And you weren't tempted to ride the TTA either, because it wasn't there.
Robbie Bottoms warned us to not do that, so we didn't. I'm
with you. When Derek and I did that, best money I think ever spent, because the snacks you get, but also just there's nobody there. It's just
there's not. That's the crazy part. Yeah. I mean, and kind of what ventured our way over to Rock and Roller Coaster after that. And
one more thing about the snack carts is at the start they were trying, like, you'd walk up and, okay, what do you want? And they'd hand it to you.
Yeah.
But like an hour into it, they're just sitting all the stuff out on the carts, like come by and grab as many drinks as you want, ice creams as they you want. Care. It was great.
That's when we did the arm rake into the backpack.
Well, you know, Derek and I know it's like over in Liberty Square, it was like a big long line, but then like other carts next to Haunted Mansion was empty. Nobody was there.
And Hollywood Studios also still decorated for Christmas, which
they didn't have that laser show though, did they? Isn't that what it is? Laser. Okay.
Not the one on Sunset Boulevard.
Right.
But Christmas decor was beautiful, Hollywood Studios.
Hmm.
Sorry, Derek.
Yeah. It didn't snow. They didn't have the snow.
No snow.
If that made you feel better.
No snope for you.
So what we do on Sunset Boulevard?
Then we went down to Rock and Roller Coaster. Four straight times.
Didn't have to wait in the pre-show.
Got out of line, jumped right back in. It was beautiful. So
you missed the pre-show?
The only time we had to wait, we waited 10 minutes. We were sitting there going on the next car, and they ran like six empty cars through. Apparently, they'd taken one off the track to fix the sound, and they had to like run all of them through
to get it all matched back up.
We waited about 10 minutes.
Time is money, though, Disney. We wanted to keep going. Probably my favorite ride, Tower of Terror.
I'm about to ask you if you rode that.
Yeah. That's probably my favorite ride in the park. So.
And at night, it's probably really even more exciting.
Yeah.
I love it at night. Elevators, which is funny. It's my favorite ride, but I won't ride an elevator.
Yeah. She won't ride an elevator at a stairs, hotel please. Or anywhere else, but yeah. But when she knows it's going to drop and, you know, it's haunted and all that, then yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
She's on board for that, so I got a seatbelt. I'm good.
We rode that four times, and then we stopped for some more snacks and just kind of took our time walking down Sunset Boulevard enjoying... Because we kind of told ourselves we're going to devote the entire last hour and a half to Toy Story Land. Clint and Ashley had not done Toy Story Land. What were your thoughts and impressions just of the land itself? Because you saw it at night.
Yeah, right? It's super cool at night with the way it's illuminated and the lights. That's like they're strong right there. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the characters are bigger than life with all the models and everything. But
I just thought it was really cool.
Did you like Slinky Dog?
Love Slinky Dog. Slinky Dog was... Hold on. It was good.
Greg's favorite part.
Yep.
A lot better. Like, I was thinking it was going to be like a little kiddie coaster, like from the looks of it. But I thought it was better than what
really
I expected.
Smooth, kind of like Mine Train. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the best thing was he didn't have that dangerous tail on there.
That dangerous tail. It's been removed.
And he does say por favor at the beginning.
Bienvenidos, Slinky Dog Dash.
Yeah, bienvenidos.
Hang on.
The first thing we did when we came to the land is we got a picture in front of the Woody sign and didn't have to wait, which that's rare.
Right.
There's usually a long line for that.
Right.
We then met Buzz Lightyear. We rode Slinky Dog Dash three straight times. And that's when I was like, okay, this is awesome. Because I thought there might be a wait to ride Slinky. And we literally just walked up into the next car. Rode it three straight times. Then we rode Alien Swirling Saucers.
The funny part of that is we're on Alien Swirling Saucers. And, you know, the ride's over, people get off, and we just kind of raise our hand and say, can we ride again? Sure, why not, you know? So
it's like nobody's ever asked that.
Yeah, nobody's ever asked
to stay on this. Derek, you love Swirling Saucers, right?
I do. I'm riding it with Boone, I'll love it.
You want to ride this again? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
What? No, they only question you at Primeval World.
That's true.
Yeah, they did ask us that.
I've decided, though, next time we go to Disney, I'm going to try that on Mine Train. See if they'll
can
just...
Can we ride again?
Yeah, can we just go again? We're good here, right?
Try that on Flight of Passage.
Flight of Passage. Again? Yeah, we're good.
After the saucers, we went and met Woody and Jesse. Again, Clint and Jesse had a thing.
Clint, what is that?
Photo pass pictures? I don't know.
I did dress as Woody for Halloween one year.
Oh.
That's it. Yep.
Then Clint and Ashley went and rode Toy Story Mania. Sissy and I went and got... the group some snacks, and it was your first time riding it with the new queue.
Yeah, with the new queue.
Did you like it?
It was strange because like it was like as we were walking up, like there's nobody in sight. Like I'm like, where are the people? Like, you know, you walk around, you know, and like there was no one. And really, there were some people coming in that had ridden it, you know, were getting off. But other than that, like no one around anywhere.
Yeah.
We felt like we pulled a Craig and we were somewhere we shouldn't be.
Yeah.
You know, so
that happens a lot.
We then enjoyed some snacks there outside the Toy Story Land restrooms. We looked at Woody's lunchbox. Which again should be Andy's lunchbox. But we did take in some of the details of the benches and things there in Toy Story Land. which we enjoyed. And then we closed out the night riding Slinky Dog Dash 4 times
nice. In a row.
So
we did, or I tried to do the Matthew walk as fast as I could to keep up so we could get 4 more times yeah, out right. of it. So
we were no pictures, though. Our pictures never came.
Yeah, none of the Slinky Dog PhotoPass pictures.
I think we had that up. Issue, too.
It yeah. kept flashing.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I was looking at my photos on my app the other day, and it had a lot of empty Slinky Dog pictures yeah. for some reason.
Huh. So just to recap the After Hours experience, we rode Slinky Dog 7 times, Tower Terror 4 times, Rock and Roller Coaster 4 times, Alien Swirling Saucers 2 times, Star Tours and Toy Story Mania for a total of 19 rides. Again, approximately $40 a person worth of concessions. And we met 9 characters during that time.
I would say you got your money's worth.
And we got to enjoy empty walkways yes. everywhere.
Yes. Unlike the race.
Yes, unlike the race. So, Ashley, Clint, would you do After Hours again?
Absolutely. And then the other part we also got to do was the exercise of toting a 50-pound pack all the way back to Beach Club. We walked it
yes.
from Hollywood Studios. So it was a pretty good little hike, but yeah.
We've already kind of had the conversation with the kids. When we go back in October, what would y'all rather do? We kind of explained to them. And, I mean, they said they'd rather do the After Hours than the Halloween party. The only thing is, if it's still not attended as much, like if it catches on and everybody starts going, then you know there might be a little bit more of a wait. But they were all about ditching the Halloween party for like, well, if you can just walk on the rides, then because even at the Halloween party we still had waits. Like yeah. This exceeded my expectations because I was expecting kind of like the crowd at the Halloween party.
Right.
And usually when y'all go to the Halloween party, you focus on the rides. You do it because of the low wait times.
Yep.
And see, I would almost do After Hours instead of a day at the park.
That's another thing.
I would just wait till then and just do it. I mean, you can do everything you want. You can do everything you want.
The only thing you can't do at Hollywood Studios are some of the shows. So if you have no interest in seeing the shows, then again, they may let you into the park early enough where you could catch a Frozen or a Muppets. We didn't get there early enough for that. But
and some of the snacks. Like, I like that funnel cake with all the ice cream and chocolate and strawberry on it.
And you may not get to eat at the ABC Commissary either if you don't get there early enough.
That'd be awful, wouldn't it, Derek?
Terrifying.
Terrifying to eat there, or?
I think Derek just...
I'll leave that to the listener.
Derek just threw up a little bit in his mouth when I said that.
And then we walked back to the Beach Club that night. Nice little peaceful walk. I couldn't hardly move. We walked 20 miles that day, by the way. This is not the day with the 10K. But we did get to see the boardwalk a little bit that night. So it was, and Jelly Rolls was still hopping.
Let me see your Jelly Roll.
I knew that was coming. All right, so we get to the final day. Now, that was a late night for y'all because we didn't get to bed till about 12:30.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
12:30 or 1.
Yeah, we got to see midnight.
Rochelle's were very happy.
Yeah.
So the next day, we had planned to rope drop Hollywood Studios. They had extra magic hours, but the walkway was closed because of the marathon.
Very true.
And we were tired at that point, so instead we took the bus to rope drop Magic King.
It's not a bad consolation.
Oh, no. No. I had to go rope drop Magic King.
Oh, man.
Well, we figured that it also, we closed out the night with 4 straight times of Slinky Dog. It's like, well, when else are you going to be able to do that? Right.
For the record, the 4 days we were there, the only time we spent at Hollywood Studios was the After Hours party. So we didn't, need to go
and
back.
You did everything you wanted to do.
We didn't get to do Beauty and the Beast.
That's the shows.
Yeah. Ashley wanted to do that in the funnel cake, but
right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like Indiana Jones too.
Yeah.
And Lights, Motor, Action, was that pretty good?
Stop, Craig. Give it up.
Oh, it's sorry. Done. Sorry. The backlight tour.
So, Clint, now, this day, I said, okay, Clint. Clint's been calling me Yoda this whole time. I said, Luke Skywalker is taking over now, and I let Clint lead us through the morning.
Oh, sensei.
Let me sign off on it.
Yeah.
So, what did we do, Clint? Scary thought. Where did you lead us?
Well, we rope drop Magic Kingdom. We were right there, and so we went to Big Thunder Mountain to start the day.
Yep.
And hopefully... Everybody in the group was okay with that? No complaints there?
I was furious.
Who starts the day at Big Thunder Mountain?
It wasn't too crowded there. I mean, most of the people obviously went to Mine Train, and we weren't the first ones in line. So
no, like we were coming down Main Street as the show was concluding. So we were not there super early.
Right.
And we waited 8 minutes, Big Thunder Mountain, which was good. We stopped in a little cart. Sissy was hungry, so we got a little breakfast sandwich that we split. Wasn't bad. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant type thing. Mm-hmm. Then what, Clint?
Went over to Jungle Cruise. We thought we'd roll the dice again. We had a really good captain before, or skipper. And yep. So we gave it another whirl and another great experience.
It was good.
Yeah. So we had back-to-back Jungle Cruises. That was great. And then we made it over to Splash Mountain. So
used our first fast pass.
Yeah.
Didn't really need it at that time of day, but
That was the
good ride.
That was our only ride on Splash Mountain the whole trip. So it was a little cool.
It was a good one. It was a good one.
Anything to add about Splash Mountain?
I'm just glad that we postponed it from the one night that we had the fast pass.
Yes. That one day would have been too cold.
Then we made our way over to your namesake, Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, so that's right. Used our next fast pass
really
there.
Not namesake, but yeah.
Where Clint would learn that you go under the lady with the umbrella.
Yes.
In the stretching room.
We've said that before on the show, but again, we'll emphasize.
Yes.
Under the lady with the umbrella. If you're not sure, look for the little red light.
Yeah.
In the door.
A little red
you'll
light.
Be the first, and you don't have to go through the kettle.
Yeah.
Thing. I mean, just you get to be the first ones on the ride.
So it was weird too, because I've always went during the Halloween party. And so the lady wasn't out on the front yard either, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, this different. Was their first time going not in October, so not seeing the fall decorations was a first.
Right.
After Haunted Mansion, we were all getting a little hungry, so we got some snacks.
So you had a life-changing experience.
Yes. I got the Wonderland Slushy from Cheshire Cafe. Clint got a LeFou's Brew.
Mm-hmm.
Sissy got her chocolate croissant, and Ashley went back for another cream cheese pretzel.
She went back for a turkey leg.
I got
leg.
A cream cheese pretzel, too. Yeah.
She went back for a turkey leg.
No.
Oh, no, no. Actually, I wish you would have brought back a cream cheese pretzel. I would have paid dearly for that. You would have ate it on the plane.
We all enjoyed our snacks there at the lunching pad. Clint and I rode Space Mountain with our third and final fast pass.
Matthew lost the bag?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I let Sissy hold
it. You know,
it
would have been a different Smart story man. That day, though, if you would have lost the bag, right?
Oh, goodness. We wouldn't have been able to get home.
That's true.
We then took the monorail to Epcot, where my wife opened a Coke in the monorail car that spewed everywhere.
Oh, no.
From the night before?
Fortunately. Yes, from the night before.
It was.
Fortunately.
Fortunately, mid-drive, the door sprung open and
we didn't run into one of those.
Oh, okay.
But we were the only ones in that car. And so I took off my undershirt and dried it. I mean, it was everywhere. So, sorry. People had to.
Did you put the undershirt back on?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
Threw it away, Craig.
Just checking. I mean,
that got everywhere. It was awful.
It was. So, why did you feel like
I laugh because I'm usually the one to do things.
But why did you feel like you need to clean that up? I mean,
it was everywhere. Like, we couldn't just leave it sitting there. We didn't have any napkins or towels. So,
you could have stepped up and said, hey, we
I am one Coke. Tank top short.
Thanks now. To Sissy's Coke.
Yes.
Oh, so Matthew, the rest of the day you walked around without a shirt on. Is that what?
Look at these!
I was
guns.
Wearing my American Adventure T-shirt, Craig.
Look at these goods. Yeah. He showed off his Disney World tattoo.
Welcome to
covers his back. The whole castle.
Welcome to the gun show. Funny stuff.
He's got a DVC Renner tattoo on his shoulder.
We skipped over the part where the photo pass photographer asked us to kiss our wives and they grimaced.
Oh, they did.
They grimaced?
Yeah. They did, yeah.
Kiss them all. Give her a kiss.
My wife wouldn't kiss me at all, so.
Yeah, but Minnie would.
That's true, yeah. If I would have found Minnie.
But that maybe that's why.
Oh, yeah. A little jealousy going on the trip this time.
So we get to Epcot. And we have to walk all the way to the back of the park. I think when I originally made this via Napoli reservation, I thought we'd be coming from Hollywood Studios. But as I kind of mentioned last week, a couple weeks ago, the walkways were crowded from the marathon runners. And so it took a while to get back there, but we made it early to our reservation. Had half quattro formaggio and half is the sausage one.
Mezzo Metro.
Well, yeah, the half a meter.
I know.
The half a meter. But it was good. Y'all enjoyed
it. It was real good, yeah.
Sissy and Ashley then went to Ample Hills over on the boardwalk. And
got a kitchen sink.
Clint went and got a Nutella-filled beignet. They knocked the kitchen sink.
And an Americano coffee.
Yeah. I got some ice cream, Craig, at the place you like to get a sample from.
Oh. Did you get the roasted coconut by chance?
No. Oh. I got the cinnamon apple something.
But I think Ashley got your flavor of ice cream at Ample Hills, right?
Is that his flavor?
The ooey gooey.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it's her flavor.
Oh, I've been getting Ashley's flavor then. Sorry, I didn't know.
And that?
Tell you what, it's kind of a little spooky how much Clint knows us.
It is.
He is not just a listener. He's a stalker. I mean, like, he's like, you got Craig's favorite ice cream. It's like,
I'm 105 episodes in.
One of our most loyal listeners.
One of our only listener. You got to rephrase that. That's impressive, though. Clint knows us better than we know ourselves.
I've got the box set.
When you go to Disney without y'all, you know, like, he tells me random facts about
who likes what. Yeah. Well, you know, Derek would be looking at that right there on the menu
Now, Clint, and we can go ahead and unveil this. We've been talking about it. Matthew and I have. Derek is unaware of this. Matthew and I have been discussing us going on a trip, one of our guys only trip, and inviting whoever else wants to go with us on the trip.
Oh, yeah.
Would you be into that?
Absolutely.
See you, kids.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Ash. I got to go on a trip again for the work.
Work.
It's in Orlando.
All in the name of research, right?
So. Derek, how are you doing today?
Good.
And that pretty much wraps up our trip. Got on the tragically depressed and...
Ronnie didn't come pick you up?
Ronnie did not. We actually took Magical Express.
He was still sitting in the parking lot.
Magic Express experience.
Really? That's why they've always driven.
Yeah. We were supposed to fly the first time we went, and the hurricane came through and canceled our flight back.
Clint was a little iffy. He didn't know if our bags would make it back to Nashville, but they did.
That's nice.
We checked them at the hotel.
It is nice. Yep. It really is. I'm used to having to lug my own through there. So. Right.
Over 4 days... really 3.5 days. We rode 51 rides and waited an average of 4.4 minutes per ride. We met 18 characters, and we saw 10 shows for a total of 79 attractions and numerous food stops and dining. It was a great trip. That's my opinion. They may have thought it was awful.
No, absolutely. It was great.
Planning the next one. Always going to be planning the next
full
one.
Full marathon.
Oh, Lord. Help us. Help us all.
Here's one other thing. So the full marathon is on the last day. That's on a Sunday. So all you got to do after that is, you know, one of us can help get you to the airport. Plane.
You know how depressing that sounds? I'm gonna run 26 miles and then leave Disney World? That's like the saddest possible scenario.
But you get to see it in all its, you know, fashion there, with nobody else in the park. Mile 5 is right through Magic Kingdom at the castle.
Look, you can maybe talk me into a half.
Just wait on the sweepers after mile 5 then.
Maybe talk me into a half.
All Grim Grinning Guys listeners, we're going to start a GoFundMe account so they can run the marathon.
Oh, man. Another magical trip, magical vacation.
Sounds like a great trip.
It was a needed trip. Needed trip and a wanted trip.
What else?
Oh, you know what else. It's time for...
Greatness.
Lost his voice on that one.
Yeah.
Well, we'll let them ask another question. I know they got to ask one last week, but
uh-oh.
I mean, goodness, they've had to stay here all week in the Shelton Palace.
We're out of soap, shampoo. Groceries.
That's the first thing he thinks to say they're out of, as if they're just...
They're very clean.
Smell good. Craig, you're all out of deodorant, by the way. I meant to tell you that.
Great.
So, yeah.
And your rain suit's been worn out. He's been wearing it every day this week.
He's been used by over-the-door hanger for his shoes, though.
Oh.
All right, so the question is, if somebody was going to give you a crisp $100 bill... to be used on any party or any after hours, which one would you use it on?
What would y'all say?
That's not going to cover most of the party.
Well, let's just say, a crisp exact change dollar bill.
Yeah.
A free pass.
Just if gave us a credit card.
A free pass to one.
To one extra.
Okay.
I don't know. I'd like to do, since I've done Hollywood Studios, I'd like to do Animal Kingdom After Hours. Mm. Or are that After Hours the ones that you...
All six attractions.
Yeah, but I love Flight of Passage, though. So I think I would just do it over and over again.
Well, that's, I mean...
Well, and Everest. I love Everest.
You know, Hollywood Studios doesn't have that many attractions, but it's the high quality of attractions that you could do over and over and over.
We love Everest and Flight of Passage. Like, those might be the two of our favorites. I don't know.
Well, since she stole my answer, I'm going to say Early Morning Magic at the Magic Kingdom. Mm. Because, I mean, I've heard Derek and Craig sing its praises for months now. But that's always intrigued me. It looks like a great way to start your day.
Rumor has it you can catch Mine Train how many times?
At least 10.
I would prefer 7, but 10 you could.
Oh, man. Can you believe? I can't believe I rode Slinky Dog 7 times in Tower Terror 4. And oh, it's so good. So good. I can't believe you guys missed it. Derek, what about you?
Yours didn't come with a meal, though.
Hey, it came with.
Well, we made a meal cream. Off of Mickey bars.
Yes.
I got all I could eat.
Okay,
shrimp and grits.
That's true. That's the one at Hollywood Studios, right?
The Early Morning Magic Hollywood Studios, yeah.
But it's just a 1 hour event.
Hour 15.
Hour
15. Meh. Sorry.
There goes Birds of Prey.
If I'd have thought about it on the overrated shows, I probably would have mentioned the Halloween and Christmas parties as being overrated.
No.
They are highly oversold now. But so I wouldn't do either of those.
Uh-huh.
I would do the whatever y'all just did at Hollywood
After
Studios.
Hours at Hollywood Studios.
That's what I would do. I think that's the best bang for your buck for the After Hours because of the size of the park.
Yeah.
And like you said, the quality of attraction. It's highly concentrated at Hollywood Studios. So
we were speculating on what this would cost once Star Wars Land opened.
Oh, I would imagine they won't offer.
They won't have it.
It'll be Star Wars Land.
After Hours.
After Hours. It won't be the whole park if they offer it at all.
And you'll have Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Mine, whatever that is.
Runaway Railway.
Railway.
Runaway.
Runaway Mine Train.
Great Runaway Train. Adventure.
I think Clinton actually had another one they wanted to say. Just to cut you off, Craig.
Yes.
Come on, ride the train.
You said.
Oh, I've always wanted to do the Christmas party. We've never been there at that time since we've done the Halloween party too. I mean, I think I would still, if I had to pick one, I'd still pick Animal Kingdom. But.
Oh, can I go?
You
now?
You can go now, Craig.
I would. I still, even though Derek is all against it now, I would still say the Halloween party. It's one of our favorite. It's got the best parade of all of them. The Halloween party, I'd say. And but I would definitely go with the After Hours too. One or the other. Any of the After Hours. I love the Magic Kingdom After Hours. And it seems like you have more time than you do in the Early Morning Magic. Well, to me,
because you do.
I mean,
but it's 3 hours.
You do, but we ate. Derek and I ate after the park opened.
Right.
So really, you have more time.
Right.
Than what
you have more time with the
right
because the buffet goes on for what another hour.
Yeah.
So really, 2 hours.
Right.
Well, Ashley, Clint, we thank you for. I know it's been rough this past week. You know,
goodness is
leaving
over.
Your kids at home. And for the record, people, please don't call any child protective services.
Sloan's a teenager, so it was okay.
Well, we appreciate y'all coming and rehashing the trip. I've enjoyed getting to relive it. My highlight was Ronnie dropping us off.
That's still my favorite because he's still in the parking lot waiting for y'all.
Favorite part of the trip, Clint, what was it?
Probably After Hours. I've got to go with the Hollywood Studios After Hours.
What about you, Ashley?
Dessert party.
Sissy would say the 10K. She loved the run. And I'm going to say, well, I would say After Hours too. But if I had to pick something else that hasn't been taken, I would say the Plaza Breakfast. Love the breakfast at the Plaza.
Absolutely.
So. I was expecting one of y'all to say Figment. I don't know. I mean, I'm confused.
Well, that's a given.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's a given.
Okay.
That only because I forgot. So, yeah.
Going down the slide 3 times.
Yeah. Yeah. The slide. The pool.
Yeah. We thank you, listeners, for sticking with us these past 2 weeks as we've rehashed our trip. And we hope that you're looking forward to your next Walt Disney World vacation. If you'd like help planning it, you can email us, grimgrinningguys@gmail.com, or contact us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Derek, Craig, anything else?
We just hadn't said much lately about we appreciate our listeners, and we appreciate you lots of new followers. Yep. And
yes, and Thank you to everyone for getting us to 30,000 listens, right. Downloads.
Yeah, 30,000 downloads. I think it's one of you guys just keep clicking over and over.
Episode 105.
Well, milestone.
Milestone.
And cabbage and diesel.
Diesel.
And all those
diesel
things
in the fire. Send.
Yeah. Clint and Ashley, be safe on your way home. And as you leave, make sure you...
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Thank you, Keto.
They said...
Keto unfriendly.
Oh.